Hi there, welcome. I'm Jason Kaczynski, your podcast host at Do Your Business Right, where I take time each morning to share inspirational, informational bits to help you along your journey in the entrepreneurial slash mom or dad, family leader type thing in your whatever place you find yourself. What I mean by business is not just commerce, but business as in business of yourself. So, well, today I have to go into a what not to do. As you may have seen in the news, Alec Baldwin, the glorious Alec Baldwin, has pled guilty to some type of throat punching because someone took a parking spot of his. It goes on in the article to explain other incidences where the Sir Alec Baldwin, the glorious one, has been also in trouble. This is not the first arrest for the notoriously temper tantrum-prone star. Baldwin was cuffed in 2014 after he became belligerent with a police officer. After he was stopped. And then there's another attempt in his former 2011. He was removed from an airline flight for refusing to play a game on his phone. And then he also, in 2012, was another photographer filed harassment against him. So I guess the lesson is as you become glorious like Alec, remain humble and try to choose a path of kindness. And like Alec, if you must, go to anger management. Wow. I just have a, you know, I can't stand a lot of the Hollywood garbage. I know many of you can't either. And you just, when you see their personal lives opened up, it takes away any interest in watching any of their entertainment productions, whether it's TV or movie. I personally, out of good conscience, I don't like to watch movies that I know, if I know, such as this. The actor or actress is just not someone I would respect in real life. So why would I spend my time wasting my energies, allowing their garbage to come into my ears or my eyes? We've been talking about small changes, small tweaks you can do to incorporate into your life. You know, little habits, positive things you may want to introduce, with the emphasis being small things rather than not big significant life changes like I need to move or I need to quit my job or I need to get a new spouse. You know, let's just make small changes. Let's go for what can we change in small doses as to not frustrate ourselves but to give ourselves time and be patient with ourselves. Make small changes to correct course, to realize that over time we will be at a different location, we will be in a different situation or a different predicament if we stay the course. And so that's been kind of the theme that we've been talking about. We've also switched platforms and podcasting, and I'm giving this new podcast company, Anchor, one more day to solve this mess. We have quite a mess on our hands here. I've trusted my content away and it's gone. My Spotify podcast is no longer published. Anyway, I won't go on. Give me one more day. If we don't have a solve by the end of today, I am going back to the old one with my tail between my legs, asking for help. Can you please restore, if possible? I may have lost everything, which I'm totally cool with, you know, live and learn, no big deal. One of the things is I have 22 episodes out there, and I've got nearly 100 episodes out there somewhere. But I got to change my process here and keep my own files. Play the games that you can win is the emphasis today. You know, I don't like to play games I can't win at, which is most of the games in my house, with my wife included, because when I play with her, she's a winner, she's a competitor, and she will win every time. But when it comes to life and things, yesterday we talked about, you know, your genetics, your passions, what are you, you know, I do things that I know that I can do, it feels right, this is me. And I stay away from things that aren't me, you know. I'm not the guy who's going to be on the basketball court on the weekends honing in on my jump shot and stuff like that, because it just ain't me. In business, it's this way too. We need to be mindful of who we are and you know, don't frustrate yourself by putting yourself in a situation where you're in a no-win or most likely not to win type environment, competition. And if you can operate your business in a zone where there is no, where you are doing what you like to do, you're unique. You're offering there's no competition really, because like what I do may be similar in some ways, but it's very unique because it's me. It's, you know, I follow my rules and my product, my services, I don't have to compete with another company who may offer similar, because they're not doing it the same way, or they're not offering the same-ish stuff, right? So I don't worry about competition. I just do what I do, and we can win that way. I cannot win if I try to compete with others. If I focus on in business trying to compete, if every day my business is I wake up and I have to beat the competition, and that is my focus, I'm not going to win, because there's always going to be someone who can do a better price, or who's willing to, or has deeper pockets that can afford to go lower. And, you know, there's only so low you can go on your pricing at some point, right? So that is not the way we want to win. We want to play games that we can win. And the way that you win is be yourself, be who you are, operate that way, and let that be in your culture. Let that be in your leadership. Let that be in the way you treat your employees. And if you find yourself like Alec Baldwin, where you're just like, what the heck, man, these people are bothering me and I'm throat punching people and I'm being belligerent. Well, then you got problems, you got issues, and you got to pause the button on the forward thing. And you got to stop and say, I need help. I'm not in a leadership. I'm not healthy right now. don't be an Alec Baldwin. Don't run your business like Alec Baldwin. Don't be a husband like him. Don't do what he's doing and try to expect the world to be working for you, because that's just not the way to get things done, folks. For real, though, if you do find yourself at a loss, that's okay. You can always gain, right? If you find yourself at a loss of what to do, that's why we podcast, listen, read, and study, and spend the midnight oil. What is it? Oh, late at night, you burn the midnight candle to study, right? You got to learn something. If obviously you don't know what to do, you need some more information. You can gain. But if you find yourself in a position where what's coming out of you is just not even conducive for what you're supposed to be doing, then you have to look further inward and find out what's going on. And that's why we talk about, you know, getting to know yourself. And maybe you're I've been there. I've been in a position where I was in a place of employment, doing the work that I was paid to do, being asked to do things, but it was not me. It was not. And I struggled with that, and it was difficult, and it was laborious, and it was draining, and it was, I had to change something, right? So we changed something. But, so play, like I said, play the game you can win at. It shouldn't be complicated. This should be a simple thing. Depending on how lost you are, you need to step back a little bit, maybe even a little bit more. Keep stepping back. Look at the big picture. How have you been operating? How have you been, as they say, showing up? Step back a little further. And that process there is healthy. It is something that you might learn about yourself and a lot, make you aware of what needs to happen now, because someone else probably cannot answer this for you. Article here in just a minute about mistakes that entrepreneurs make with money. And boy, have we ever done that.
Hi, I'm Jason Kaczynski, and I want to take this moment to say thank you for listening to my podcast. All of my podcast episodes are on www.doyourbusinessright.com. That's the place where you can learn more about what this podcast is about. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd like to ask you to either go to iTunes or my website or Facebook and just say so, or YouTube, wherever it's at. Like or a comment is appreciated, and the reason I do that is so it can help us get onto our iHeartRadio. Hey, thanks for taking time to listen. Share this with your friend. If you have feedback, such as, hey, I said something stupid, hey, I said something that didn't make sense, or what the hell are you talking about, hey, send that to me too. Those are important. And if there's anything that you want me to talk about, because I haven't got to, hey, let me know that too. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I do appreciate it. Hey, don't forget to share this with your friend. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and all that is basically not true right now because we are in a tangled mess of RSS feeds, podcasting mess. But we'll get it figured out and we will not stress. Okay, some interesting little points here, article. It says, four mistakes that entrepreneurs make when they begin to make some money. Number one is choosing the wrong way to celebrate. Finding success, however you define it, is a huge milestone, and it deserves its own celebration. You need to feel the endorphins that come when you achieve something major. Otherwise, the day-to-day grind of running a business can be daunting and honestly not very enjoyable. The burnout feeling is one of the reasons so many businesses fail, with the first year, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time, the first year rate being reported as anywhere from 20 to 90%. Yet finding the people to commemorate your special occasion is easier than said than done. One of the biggest mistakes that founders make right out of the gate is getting the wrong people around to celebrate. And I'm going to stop at that point right there. Yeah, man, you got to have the right people, people that you trust, people that are seriously happy for you, not just there because they're getting money or something, right? So what I do when I get, you know, something positive and a new client on board, I broadcast it. I tell them, like, I got another client, and we do something. We go down and get a coffee or something. We positive people and we celebrate. I got to take a break from working and just be happy. And but make sure it's the right people. Trust. Yeah. Okay. Number two is forgetting to put money aside for taxes. Oh boy. That's a big mistake, and that's a common mistake. And in my business, we help people make sure that they set up a special account for tax purposes, a percentage of things, and that's one of the things we do. But not because we're so smart, but because we've learned from hard things that, hey, you got to put money aside for taxes. And as you start to make money, the taxes just get more and more and more. So you make sure that your tax bill is being set aside, literally set aside. And number three, not setting up a wealth account. What about your profit distribution? We do that too. We help people with that. But also putting a percentage away for that. Profit distribution. Is your business profitable? Well, if it is, you need to start setting money aside. And we mean literally aside. And number four, they stop doing what they originally did to cause them to make money. We celebrate and we just keep celebrating. Yeah, we don't pay taxes. We don't set money aside. We just keep celebrating, spending money. That's not the way to do it.